Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you again because, well, you know, it's time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for this week's show. But before we do that, let's clear up your challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase, sorry about that. Rearrange the letters to spell a six-letter profession, a five-letter word for something that person might create, and a three-letter word for a computer key they might press while creating that thing. What are the words?
I only got as far as tab, so maybe you can help.
Well, the six-letter profession is author. The five-letter word for the thing they might create is story. And as you correctly said, the computer key is tab.
Okay, Mike. Speaking of which,
I just want to say I don't like it when you start it that way.
This week, PBS has been airing a much-anticipated new documentary series by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick focused on Ernest Hemingway, which the New York Times lauded as a big, two-hearted reconsideration. In honor of Burns' new film, I thought we'd look back on some of his earlier much-imitated works. I'll name some details about each. You name the subject of each. Featuring Roger Angel, Keith Olbermann, and George Will from the media perspective, and Buck O'Neill, Marvin Miller, and Bill Spaceman Lee from the inside. This project was followed up by a new chapter 16 years later called The 10th Inning.
That is baseball.
That's right. And ironically, the series debuted in September 1994, just 1 month into the strike that wound up canceling that year's World Series. With images of Unity Temple, the Johnson Wax Building, and Taliesin, this 1998 project also features Maya Lin, Philip Johnson, and Robert A.M. Stern.
I mean, Taliesin is Frank Lloyd Wright, and all those other people are architects. So is it called Frank Lloyd Wright?
It's called Frank Lloyd Wright.
All right. Good for me.
Featuring Patricia Clarkson as the voice of Margaret Sookley, who was born in Rhinebeck, New York in 1891 and was in Warm Springs, Georgia on April 12, 1945, this seven-part series is one of many Burns projects to include analysis from presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin.
Franklin Roosevelt is who you're talking about. So what is it called? The Roosevelts?
It's called The Roosevelts.
The Roosevelts. I've heard of them now that you say that.
In nearby Hyde Park. It's actually called The Roosevelt in Intimate History, and it features Meryl Streep as the voice of Eleanor Roosevelt and Paul Giamatti as T.R. Number four. Partially funded by the Louisiana Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, this project's soundtrack includes songs such as Echoes of Harlem, Sugarfoot Stomp, and Take the A-Train.
All right, I'm going to learn from my own past experiences here and keep it simple and say that this is jazz.
It's jazz. Good job. From 2001, the 10-episode series was co-produced by Wynton Marsalis. And finally, not featuring the voice of Hal Holbrook, which Ken Burns film subject was born in Florida, Missouri in 1835 and died in Connecticut in 1910, both years when Edmund Halley's comet was visible from Earth?
That's the oldest story in the book. You had me at Hal Holbrook. That's Mark Twain.
That's right, who is, of course, buried in Elmira, New York. Well, the camera was slowly panning in on Mike this week as he went 5 for 5. How well did you do? What is your favorite Ken Burns film? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can voice over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked me. And I have a feeling, as usual, there will be some extra credit and there will be a challenge. And here it is, Ian.
Write down the 9-letter name of a 2013 award-winning documentary. Remove one pen stroke and you can spell the name of an award-winning sitcom. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.